Blog Talk Radio.
We are going to say open up our account.
Okay. Okay, so the next test.
And all of the marvelous attractions that its hands have made.
Okay.
Flowers and birds and oceans and mountains. Truly, God is an awesome
wonder. Okay. Now, my. This is Blog Talk Radio, and we are live. We are on Zoom, but we are recording this meeting. And while the Zoom session is waiting to get started, Please enjoy this music. And actually, it's the names of God. Listen to the names of God. And that CD is also available for purchase at the conference, if you would like. It was made by our own apostle, Joffrey Hook.
Jesus,
Blog Talk is on.
All right, Dale, we'll hear you.
All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you on this evening, O God. O God, we thank you for blessing you. We thank you for all your wondrous blessings that have taken place during this time, O God. O God, you are so God. O God, you are just wonderful, God. Every fact of the Father, I have, Father, thank you within our God for all that you are doing, just within our lives individually as well as collectively. Oh God, we even pray right now, oh God, for Elder Jones,
Sharon Jones, oh God, even in the time of
Were you able to hear the prayer? You're on the
speaker.
So if you could just indicate if you're able, you were able to hear the prayer. And you can call your name up so I will know who it is that's on the blog. Blog Talk?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Would you let us know who you are?
Hi, this is Sister Arnett. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Arnett. Were you able to hear the prayer?
Me, ma'am? No, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Who else is on the line, on the Blog Talk line?
This is Pastor Joseph Bibbins.
Hey. Were you not able to get the Zoom information?
It's hard to hear right now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you were able to get the block, the Zoom information for the meeting.
Yes, but I'm not able to utilize Zoom because I'm working right now. So.
Okay, no problem. No problem. I just want to make sure it was available.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we will just go forward with the meeting.
And I do hope you're able to hear clearly on Blog Talk what is going to be shared because it will be recorded for those that want to go back and review. So we are on Zoom, but we're also recording it on Blog Talk. So if the Blog Talk family has questions or anything, it's best if you text it to me while I am speaking, because other than that, I won't be able to, you know, maneuver both for all three things, okay? So we want to start our meeting this evening with Elder Sherita.
Greetings, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to our final preparation training meeting. It has been a pleasure serving you throughout this process. If I'm wrong, Overseer, I think there is one additional meeting that will take place.
Yeah, I don't hear on Zoom.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, you guys. Thank you all for tuning in to the final preparation training meeting. It has been our pleasure serving you throughout this process. Overseer, if I'm wrong, I think there is one additional meeting that will take place on August 20th.
Correct.
And we'll just email information about whether it's going to be on Blog Talk or Zoom. And then if you missed any sessions or you want to get a recap on any of the meetings that we have covered throughout this process, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/LFC-WordLifeCenter. And if you have any questions, concerns, and feedback, we strongly encourage you to share during tonight's meeting. Tonight, we only have time to cover about two of the recap presentations. So we want to hear from candidate Sister Shannon Frisbee on sharing one question from the Defenders of the Faith. And then we want to hear from Sister Trevor Calhoun sharing one question from the Emotional Healthiness Assessment. And then I believe we will have time to have a summarization on the prophetic teaching on the Trailblazer from Ambassadorial Prophet Michael Henderson, as well as a final word of encouragement from our very own Pastoral Care Director, Apostle Katie Pierce. And then register just 1 week away. We are excited about the upcoming AEN 2020 virtual conference themed Arise. The conference will be held on Thursday, August 13th through Sunday, August 16th, 2020. The deadline to register is August 10th. However, we strongly encourage everyone to register before then. The registration fee is $25, and you can register online at www.laborforchrist.org/arise2020. And if you did not receive a registration email, just let us know, and we will make one available for you. And then candidates, just a reminder that you will be able to check in your garments on Friday, August 14th, 2020, from 9 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. If you come after 9:45 a.m. with your garments, you won't be able to check them in. Your garments must be in a garment bag. Each garment is to be labeled with your name on it. And the garments that you should have should consist of your collar, your corset, your cincture, your tippet, your tallit, and your Bible. Each garment will be checked off on the garment check-in form, and it will be initialed by the candidate and the checker. And then just another reminder for candidates, if you have not submitted your ordination application fee, please do so. And that's all that I have.
Thank you so much, Elder Sharita. A couple of things that she mentioned, I want to stress. And one of them, excuse me, is even though you're a candidate, don't think you don't have to register, because you do. Everybody, the only way to get in the door is to have a registration sent on file, and then you will be checked in at the door. So I know a lot of times in your world, they know I'm coming because I'm a candidate. But all the candidates must register. If you have support people that's coming because of some kind of physical or support that you're going to need, they must register. Everybody, in order to get in the door, must have submitted a registration form, online or a paper form. If you can't print it online, then all I can encourage you to do is to be at Labor for Christ Third Life Center at 150 East 124th Place on Sunday and get a paper copy, fill it out, and turn it in on Sunday with the appropriate payment or payment arrangement. They can pay by Zelle.
You can pay via Cash App, you can pay via Zelle, and you can pay via PayPal. And you don't have that information, the actual links to pay, we can forward it to you. But those are the three methods. Or you can do credit card as well, but there will be a processing fee charged.
Amen. Thank you so much for helping inform the candidates. Now, the other thing that I want you to be very, very mindful of, there are strict requirements because of state and city regulations in this pandemic environment that will be strictly enforced, not just enforcing for the law, but enforcing them for your safety. And so there are procedures that are going to be put in place that we ask you to obey willingly and faithfully while you are on site. You are the group, the biggest group that will be on site at the church will be the candidate. Accountability partners will not be on site unless they have registered to serve in some kind of capacity, staffing the conference on the inside. The committee members are not required to come to the on-site location except for those that have been given assignments. and but you still must register as a accountability partner, as a committee member with the retreat, the conference, I'm sorry, and participate via Zoom. There will be some Zoom information sent out to all those that register so that you can then be a participant in the virtual conference that's going to go on. So this is a new thing. You are trailblazers, and there is some different protocols and procedures that have been put in place. We are perfecting it as God gives us the wisdom, and so we do ask for your assistance, your cooperation, your prayers and your faith, so that we can come together to receive what God has for us. The enemy would like to keep us apart. This wouldn't happen. But there's some exciting things that have been prepared for you on site for you to experience. And another thing of your scheduling for your Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Friday, and I do hope you guys are taking notes. Thursday and Friday, we will send out your schedule to you at the end of the week, the end of the week, by Saturday, so that you can have some idea as to what the structure is looking like. But for candidates only, you are meeting on site at 10 o'clock on Thursday. There will be a group Zoom session that we will have on site on Thursday. You must be there at 10 o'clock. I encourage you to be there at 9:45 so you can get all of get your registration in, you get your COVID testing in, and fill out the documents, and then report to the area where different things have been prepared for you. You have the ability, well, you have the ability when you're coming in, if you want to bring coffee or your beverage or your container, like water for the day or that sort of thing, you're definitely free to do that. There will be snacks and things available for you in the morning. You will be given a lunch. A box lunch for all of the candidates and those that are on site. Lunch will be provided, and that menu will go out. We have one thing on Thursday and something else on Friday. We get to submit cement that those details for you, but lunch will be provided for you. The reason we would like to have the lunch on site is because they're 1 hour. And I don't know how difficult it is for someone to get out and get something and get back and eat it. And so we want to make the very best of the time that we have. And so the lunch is going to be provided on site. You can go outside if you like. If you're weather permitting, there will be an area where you can, you know, go out by that park or whatever. But anytime you leave the building, when you come back in, you have to go through that same process of COVID processing to come back in the building. There will be programs and things that you must participate in. And all of those who have not given their presentation on whatever it is, then you will be up for giving that presentation in person at the conference at 150 East 124th Floyd in Chicago. Their entrance is front door only, and you actually be ushered into the building. You don't just get out and come in. It would be those outside to monitor the distancing and that sort of thing. So don't come at the last minute and you can run in and sit out, because it is a process. It's probably a minimum 5 to 6 minutes from getting out of your car to when you would be sitting down and ready for your session. And because our sessions are only 50 minutes, and you have four 50-minute sessions on Thursday, and we have a lot of things you need to do, and you need to be made aware of. So we do want to be good stewards of our time. So I encourage you to come early. Stand early and wait in your car until you're asked to come forth, so that we are spacing people as they come in, and there won't be any bunching or grouping or, you know, what do they call it, herding together. Everything is the 6 feet distancing protocol. And I'm excited about it because I believe it will allow us to become more disciplined in our thinking even, and in our experiences, so that we, the purpose is to get what God has for us, and we are willing to make whatever sacrifice that we must in order for that to take place. And so I do want you to be excited about it. Your Friday is going to look like the morning. You must be at 9 o'clock because you are bringing your garment, each one of your garments. Now, do not bring your clergy shirt. You are going to wear your clergy shirt to church on Saturday. You're going to wear your clergy shirt along with the black shirt or pants for men, women no pants, and black shoes, black socks or stockings or neutral stockings for ladies. And so that's what you will procession in your clergy shirt. You do not want to include that with your garments when you turn them in to Elder Sharita. Now, the importance of this garment check-in and the stringent time constraints upon it is because your garments are going to be blessed piece by piece. There is a process, an anointing, and a process that the ministry and team has gone through, because this is a very sacred, it's a sacred event. And so that is why we have to function according to the stipulations that the apostle has given us. 9 to 9:45 on Friday, you would come to turn your garments in. And as Elder Sharita shared with you, each piece needs to be in a container separate. So you don't want to put your tippet over your... I'm sorry? Oh, okay. You may want to put your phone, your Zoom on, you know, unaudible or whatever the thing is. But anyway, so you want to make sure each piece is in a separate bag, a Ziploc bag, garment bag, a separate bag, and each bag is labeled. So you would have a bag for your Talit, a bag for your Bible, a bag for your tippet, a bag for your cincher, and you would have a garment bag for your cassock. Did I leave anything else out? But everything in a bag. The tab that you need for your collar should be in the bag with your collar, and each one of those bags should be labeled with your name. And so that is the way we make sure we keep connected to each individual, their garment item. Are there any questions? Any questions from anybody? Hey, okay, Errol. Okay.
I have my own business.
Okay. I understand.
Friday,
okay. No problem. check, you know, try to work it out and then call me. Okay? And then call me. Now, Friday, we're going to look at a little different. Yes.
Yes. Okay. If you are already been licensed, and then you should have your color on, correct, already?
Yes. If you are a licensed, no, if you have already been ordained, you come in the garb that you were dressed in, full dress. You don't turn those garments in again. If you're coming and say you were a minister and now you're going to be a pastor, then the only part that you would turn in would be your surplus. You know, we don't have it. So, but other than that, any, if you've already been ordained and elevated, you wear your garments that have already been blessed. You've already gone through a ordination with those garments. Those are the garments then that you should wear in. That's what you should come to the church on Saturday with that one. It's not going to be a place for you to get dressed. There's not going to be even an opportunity for individuals to get dressed. So even those that are staff that are ordained have to come in their garment. It is a work garment working event, and so we want to be fully garbed. Good question, Elder. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. And then we want to let's see, we're going to come in and that. Okay, so because I skipped the Saturday, but I didn't do Friday. Friday, well, starting on Friday. Friday is at, like I said, you'll be there from 9 o'clock. Get there at 9 o'clock. Again, don't wait until the last minute. Remember the process just of entering the building. It take about 5 to 10 minutes. And then you still have to register or check in. And after that, our class will start at 10 o'clock. Our class on Friday will be 10, and our classes are, the times are 10 to 12. So there's two classes, 10 to 11 and 11 to 12, and then you have an hour lunch, and you come back from 1 to 2, and then 2 to 3. On Friday, however, after you come back from lunch on Friday, at 1 o'clock, we will be closing out. And then, depending on how long it takes us to close out, your questions, your signing papers, and different things that you're going to be required to do, then it will be your examination. Your examination will take place on Friday, probably around 2 o'clock. You must be seated at 2 o'clock in the space before your consecrators, your the people that are going to evaluate you in the ordination council is the one that will then administer your assessment question that your accountability partner should have turned in by now. So you need to, if the accountability partner is on the line, I would urge every candidate to call your accountability partner and verify they sent your questions in. Because if they don't send them in, I give the question. And that really wouldn't be fair to you because they have gone through this on one-on-one with you. So they know you best, so they know best how to elicit certain information from you. And so it is very important that they take responsibility of that part of your process. Other than that, and even if it's not me, I'm sorry to tell you, it's going to be apostle, and she don't have no mercy. So I would urge you to make sure your accountability partner have turned in their 5 questions for your exam. You are not to ask what the questions are. That obviously would be cheating. And they're not to give you any indication or answers or indications of what the questions are going to be. But they do need to be sent to me bare minimum by Monday. If I don't have them by Monday, I can't process them. because I have to go through the questions, verify that they're valid questions that should be asked. And because sometimes I get a question from accountability partners, and one question has five parts to it. You know, so we want to be fair, we want to be equitable, and we do want to be able to give you the opportunity to communicate your heart and your response to these questions. So it is very important that you get your accountability partners working and moving. Some of your accountability partners on the spot, they've done it, and if you call and they ask you and they tell you yes, tell them thank you. Okay. And so this assessment, we'll go over how your assessment for the entire process is going to be evaluated. We'll go over that when you're on site at the conference. And if you have any questions in all of the different areas that you will be, we'll go over with you so that you can have a good understanding. One of the things that we'll talk about too on at the conference will be what happens after that. Okay. So after that Friday and your examination, then you're free. Now every evening, there are Zoom services associated with the conference. These services are going to really be a phenomenal, trailblazing services like we've never had before. And I probably am not saying the name of the first service is Elder Sharita, do you have a name for these two evening services?
So I do. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. You okay? Do you have
a name for the services?
Elder Pastor,
you're
back.
I'm looking now. I'm okay.
I know one of them is virtual vision, something or other.
Got three D's, I think.
And it's going to really be phenomenal where you have the whole organization of the leaders of the organization of the AEN at a round table on the computer and Zoom. And you're able to question them.
Question them.
Oh, prophet. Thank you. Jesus, yes.
Virtual vision cast.
No, that's Thursday night and Friday night. Okay, you can tell them.
Thank you.
See, I'm not the host, so I don't know who's on the line.
Michael Foster said, the Bible Virtual Cast is an opportunity where we come together and we cast the AABN vision. We want to talk about AABN 2020 and beyond and what that looks like to grow as a organization and to operate in the download that God has for us as an AABN. And then our apostolic armory, the vision behind that is, our apostolic progress and also the video to begin to address how do we move forward as an apostolic community. How do we arm individuals to live out our vision, the purpose of the plan that God has for us and understanding this apostolic
Amen. Thank you, Prophet, for rescuing you here and for charging the people with the excitement of the things that are being prepared for them. And so these virtual evening sessions, they start at 7 o'clock, and you can
do them from home.
You will come to church from 10 to 3. You can go have an hour lunch break, then you can go have a dinner break, and then go online on Zoom for these powerful evening sessions. Now, the information for you to do that will be sent to you as you register. And so if you say, well, I've registered, I haven't gotten anything yet. But when they get those numbers out for you, then they will be emailing them to you. But you will have them. Make them at registration. You will get them. And so plan for it, because it could really be a very... What do they say? Spirited time.
It's where they may not see you, but you see all of those faces behind all these terms that you've been hearing.
The Presidium and the Curia and that sort of thing. You see, what does that mean? And you know, what is this structure about? Where does it originate? All of these questions, because this is the organization that is empowering you and releasing you into the kingdom. So you need to know some history and some future of the organization. You will have an opportunity to meet those leaders that are in charge of the various areas. And so you can see what area you want to be a part of. Part of your ordination requirement is that you serve two years with the eight men. One year your first year, which would be next year, definitely as an accountability partner. So you're paying back. You're paying forward. And that's how we grow and we stay progressive. Because it's always new wine, new blood, you know, new wind, new revelation, innovation, creativity from another generation, from a different class, has their own prophetic anointing upon them. And so this is part of your coming weekend. It is a very powerful time. Your dress code for Thursday and Friday is casual. Thursday and Friday, it's casual. And so, but Saturday, as we said, you're in your garments and in the preparation for being in your garments. Now, there may be those that, I lost my thought there. Okay. Anybody else on the line? Yes. Well, yeah, that's true. I was getting to that. Okay. Because I knew I was supposed to go somewhere else. So those that have a person, each one of the candidates has a person that can, you can, has a witness. You turn your witness name in, okay? And during your ceremony, during your ordination, when it's time for them to dress you, that witness will come forth and share for 1 minute a testimony to your work in the office in which you're being ordained to. We ask that anybody that's coming in the building that is a female have not have pants on. So we're going to get to that even with your guests. Your guests are coming. You will be getting a letter that will have the code for your two guests. Each one is able to invite two people on site. There may be exceptions, and if you have more than two, then you need to call me, okay? Because sometimes it's a parent and then another child. Young children are really forbid because, again, we're still – social distancing. So unless that child will stay in your lap, you would be asked to leave with that child. There's no going to the bathroom, all that, none of that. None of that's going to go on. And so the service is not going to be that long. It's definitely going to be powerful, but it's also going to be purposeful, intentional,
and it is going to be structured so that each person receives a personal ministry that is covert safe as well as God honoring. And so the laying on of hands and all those things have really been thought through by the apostle and those that work with her in the planning of the conference so that people can have a level feeling safe and not being feeling exposed or at risk or uncomfortable. And so we want to definitely, definitely stress that to your guests that you are inviting with the letter. The letter has a code. That code is going to be assigned a seat. It is reserved seating. You sit in the seat that is on there, and we ask that you remain there until you're then dismissed, because even the dismissal is going to be very different from what we're used to. You will procession out of the sanctuary, and you will go in the outside in the parking lot, the praise parking lot, we call it, where you can the step and repeat, walk up and you know, behind the repeat thing and get your pictures taken and that sort of thing with your family. And so all of that will be available to you. And other things that have been set out in the parking lot. So if you have, oh, you know, your aunts and your uncles, but you can only invite two in, two can come in and the rest can view it from the parking lot, cars or in the different spots that are going to be set up for them. And so it really is going to be a very progressive and, what do you call it, and different experience. And so I urge you to get excited about it. Don't get discouraged about it, but definitely get excited. And sometimes you have to excite your family when it's a new thing because they may hesitate. Well, you know, I don't know. You know, a lot of people are church folk, and they're used to going to church, but we haven't been able to do that. But God has definitely made a way for us to worship him. And I will tell anybody, there is something about worshiping outside under the open heaven. And I'm sure our parents in old days, they did that because the church house was too hot and they held church outside, church revival. Things that are held outside seem to have a freer flow of things. And church inside, I'm not saying nothing negative about inside, but there is something to be said about worshiping under an open heaven. And so we're just trying to share the details again. No pants for any women, anytime, on the inside, during this conference. Don't know if I have missed anything. Committee members, please remind me. And I knew that we were going to have a whole lot of details to give, but I do hope that it's enough for you to get there on Thursday. And then anything else we can bring clarity to and address. And again, if you have a problem, call me. Please don't wait till Monday. That will really not be good for me. Things shut down because we pack up stuff and, you know, the computer and different things just aren't available. And so whatever we need to do in this next 3 or 4 days. Of course, you can always call because you always got your phone. Have I forgotten anything, committee members? I don't know that we will get to any of the presentations, but again, if you didn't give it, you'll give it when we get on site. So it's not lost. You still will share with your class your insight and your intake from the your process. Questions, comments, concerns, considerations you would like for us to make, please. Now is the time. Oh, I didn't tell y'all about the virtual lunch. I thought I did. The virtual lunch, even though you'll have lunch on site provided for you, they also have virtual lunch. So we can go on Zoom and see the rest of the participants that are on Zoom having lunch. So it's like a screen with, you know, 50 people eating their lunch. And so we're able to do that. I just thought that was the neatest thing. And so we will have virtual lunch opportunities available. If you don't want to be on it, it's okay. We can have it on site as a group, or if you bring your devices, I don't know what all people use, they cell phones, they tablets, they iPads, they laptops, whatever. The only thing I will encourage you to do is to make sure it's fully charged, because I don't know that you'll be able to keep plugging in to charge up your devices when you're on site. That might be a problem because of the configuration of the building has to be in. There's certain parts of the building that after a certain time when we leave, it gets COVID cleaned from top to bottom, spray it and steam it and do all the kinds of things, and it can't get in before a certain time. And on Saturday, I don't know if I mentioned it, but on Saturday, you need to be on site by 1 o'clock. By 1 o'clock, you'll be coming in, again, getting your COVID tested, and then starting your setting you up for your processional. And we can go over that sometime, you know, during the week when we get together. So any other questions? Thank you, Elder. Yes, ma'am.
And anyone else, an outline of the schedule for each day?
Yes, it's going to be sent to for the candidates. I'm not the upper college, but for the lower college, they will get there. Elder Sharita will send it. We're waiting on some final pieces from the upper college, so we'll know exactly where certain things will fit for the candidates. Yes, absolutely. They'll be emailed, and they will be in your packet on site. Thank you, Pastor. Sure. Yes. Only if you want to. If you plan on taking a Zoom class, and only those that have cleared it with me can do that, you would need your device to do it. And there'll be an area that you could take your device and go to and look at a Zoom class. We have a lot of pastors and elders. We have elders. And so there's some Zoom classes that they need to take from Apostle Hooks. And so they have to be on site in the lower college, but they will be allowed to look at them on Zoom on the upper college. So, yeah. Good question.
They have two tickets for guests, correct?
Yes.
Are they guests?
No. They're guests. You have a letter for two people to enter the building and sit in the sanctuary. If you have more than two, they will be in the car. The people in the car. No. That's just like if we were in a hotel. Right. It's just like if we were in a hotel, you know. The main reason for registration for Saturday is because we have to watch our numbers. So we have to know who's registered, who's going to. And we know that each candidate is two people. So that's three. So you multiply the number of candidates, okay, by the number of people that they're inviting. So we have to limit it to three because our in-site location is maxed at 50. And so there's, you know, the Curia and different ones that do the work of the elevation ordination. So, yes, they do not have to register. And the ones that come in don't have to register because they have a letter. They have a letter, okay? But anybody else that wants to come, and that's only on Saturday at 1:15. That's the only time they could come. Because if the two guests are going to sit in the car, and if one of those guests are speaking for them, then we have to know so that a mic can be taken to them or they can come up to the mic outside and give their witness and the candidates would hear it on the inside. Yes. Mhm. Okay. Any other questions? Huh? No, no. I didn't. It's a good. Okay. Okay, it was kind of a bad connection, but I believe you said, is it going to be recorded so that they can view it at another time? Like, two different questions. That's two different questions. If you're in the car, you're going to see it. If you're outside, you are going to see it. It's going to be something. Ambassador Prophet, can you please explain about the, I don't know, the recording of it, because I believe it's recorded. Prophet? Oh, yeah. Good. Thank you.
Coordination service will be streamed or
okay.
Device platform. So
okay.
Check that you have to write on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The next have a discussion with this question if there is a possibility that we could have a separate community link in struggle family and counseling. Like to be a part to give them information to give. About that is we have to discuss this and it'll be for the next slide. We have to discuss that there is a fee to get that recording to travel, you know, things like that. So did that address your question? Did that make sense what I just said?
Sister Shannon? Sister Shannon? Okay. All right. Thank you, Prophet. Any more questions or concerns, considerations we need to make? I didn't get to Sunday. Sunday service is at Laborers for Christ. It's outside, and all of the newly ordained leaders are the servants. Will serve in some capacity. You'll find out what that capacity is on that Friday. So you will be expected to come and be the servants for worship service. Okay. All right. Are there any more questions or concerns? I'm not rushing anybody. You know, if we go over a little, you know, I think it's necessary and it's okay. I am going to ask, I know that I believe there's another meeting and we don't want to be in the way of that. And this one was shut down because, you know, it's all Zoomed and that stuff. So, Prophet, you want to share? I'm not the host, so I don't know if Apostle Hooks is on the line or if Metropolitan is still on the line. Is Apostle Hooks? Okay, so ambassadorial prophet, you could just summarize and close out and pray and go to the next meeting. One second, prophet. Is Apostle KP? I didn't know if she was on the line. I don't want to overlook her. Okay, gotcha. All right. Oh, well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
podcast lady, only for all of us. We want to thank you all for pushing the ministry to this next place as well. So,
yes.
Thank you for blessing us. I'm excited about these next ladies.
Way before. Jesus. Who knew? Yes. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is your last Thursday meeting before your conference. There will be one after. So be blessed and enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
Good night. I don't know how to hang up.
Elder Sharon, how graduated on?
Excellent, excellent, excellent. This is overseer not knowing how to hang up, so don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. But good night. Everybody else hang up, then I don't have to. Oh, there. The host muted you. Okay, you muted. Has been ended. Okay, there we go. Done, done, and done.